Meanwhile, scientists around the world are trying to figure out how plants, animals, and even people will be affected by climate change. As Cecilia Mason reports, one scientist in West Virginia is conducting an experiment to find out how well a fish native to Appalachian streams might survive.
Biologist Than Hitt works at the USGS Leetown Science Center in Jefferson County, West Virginia, where scientists explore everything from declining fish and mussel populations to the increasing presence of intersex fish in the nation's waterways. Hitt has just started a new research project trying to determine how climate change might affect the brook trout, which is native to Appalachia.
Yeah, you can tell they're brook trout because they have a really interesting kind of wavy pattern on their backs, and the fins have a white and black line on their leading edge. It's very characteristic markings for brook trout. But it's important that people understand, you know, brook trout are the native mountain trout in the Appalachians. These trout were here since, you know, for over the course of multiple glaciation events. They've been here, and they've adapted to cold water streams that, quite frankly, are jeopardized by the change in climate that we expect over the next 30 to 50 years. So the southern Appalachian brook trout can be a canary in the coal mine for us to understand how streams are responding to climate change. This is the experimental stream lab at the Leetown Science Center in Kearneysville, West Virginia. And what we're looking at here is a series of riffle and pool chambers that we've assembled to mimic what headwater streams do. These are cold in temperature. They support brook trout right now. And we're starting with some experimental work to understand how brook trout are going to be changing as air temperature increases. We want to understand what the relative importance of thermal stress is in interactions with other stressors, like changes in invasive species showing up, or changes in prey availability, or other factors that we can control.
There are 12 large round blue tanks in this lab, four sets of three connected tanks so the fish can travel from one to another. It's basically a room full of giant aquariums set up so Hitt can control things like temperature, water chemistry, flow rate, and food supply during the two-month study.
We're looking at a number of different response variables. We're looking at how fish behave with respect to their sort of aggression towards one another. Are they getting really feisty? We're looking at how they distribute themselves across a series of riffles and pools. We're looking at how their blood chemistry changes. So we're looking at the number of red blood cells. We're looking at cortisol and glucose levels in blood plasma. And these are indicators of physiological stress in these fish.
The first invasive species these brook trout will encounter is the brown trout, which is native to Germany.
Brown trout are a prized game fish in some places, and they also are known for displacing native brook trout. It's not clear, though, how that displacement effect interacts with the temperature effect. And warming streams, maybe that's where brown trout are able to displace brook trout fully, whereas in the colder streams, perhaps they're able to coexist and persist in the same stream reach.
Aside from conducting controlled experiments in these tanks at the lab in Leetown, Hitt will do field work in the Shenandoah National Park and the Delaware Gap National Recreation Area. Partners in the project include the USGS Chesapeake Bay Program, the National Park Service, and some state divisions of natural resources. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Leetown.